NAPA know-how.
If you're a fan of quality parts, NAPA's a fan of you. And we're showing the love all week long with double points for NAPA Rewards members. Not a member? Not a problem. Just sign up when you check out to get double points in your entire purchase. But don't wait to get rewarded. Double points and Sunday. Quality parts, helpful people. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how.
Offer available July 16th through July 22nd.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hi, Brains. Are you guys ready for some great music? I'm running my music series this month, and I have some extraordinary talent, underdiscovered talent, that is visiting us here on the edge. Singer, songwriter, musician, Anita Bisong. She's bringing it to the edge. She's trained, classically trained. She's went to Alabama School of Fine Arts and learned how to play all kind of different instruments. She's got a wide range in her vocals. She's just awesome. So I'm so glad to have her here. Benita is the youngest of seven children. Ms. Bisong discovered very early that she was passionate about singing and songwriting, often daydreaming that she would someday be a very successful recording artist and performer. Anita is bringing it. Jazz, she's got a testimony and a voice that is cutting edge. Please, Brains, help me welcome to the edge our guest, Anita Bisong. Good morning, Anita. How are you, wonderful?
Oh, good morning, April. Thank you for having me on your show, On the Edge with April Mahoney on the Blog Talk
and
Radio.
And the Brains. You got to call them Brains. That's how they connect.
You took it right out of my mouth. I was never forget the Brains. Can't forget the
I get so excited about them. I get so excited about them. I do.
Yes.
I love them. So thank you for coming to the edge. I'm really excited to expose you to the world. You are an underdiscovered talent. You are brilliant. Tell my Brains a little bit about you, where you're from, and where your musical career started.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Again, my name is Anita Bisong. Born and raised in Birmingham, Alabama, presently just in Georgia. So I'm back and forth, Alabama and Georgia, just doing my thing and different parts of the United States when it's needed. I've been in music, seemed like forever. I was on my first gold record in the seventh grade. Some people may remember Frederick Knight. He is known for Ring My Bell with Anita Ward.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a group called Gravy Train, and my sister was in high school at the time, and she developed a girl group. And how I got on that album was we went to the studio in the Sound of Birmingham studio, and we auditioned for Frederick Knight, and his band started just making this song called the group was called Gravy Train, and they started writing I've been lonely for so long, and I'm a little girl about the seventh grade or so. They called me down there to play the little percussion instruments, like the chimes or something like that, because I wasn't sure what it was back then either. But lo and behold, we did make the record, and I heard it was driving with my parents one day, and I was like, oh, that's me on the radio. So I think that was the beginning of my, bitten by the music bug. I just always wanted to write for film and television and other artists, so that is still my my goal right now. Many years later.
Well, you're well on your way to getting there, because you're on the edge, and thousands of people are going to listen to this episode, and they're going to reach out to you, and they're going to want you to help them ring their bell. Tell us a little about what instruments you do that you play.
Well, my main instrument is my vocals, my voice. That's my number one instrument. And but I do have I studied at the Alabama School of Fine Arts, flute and piano. So and a little bit of guitar, classical guitar. But basically, my voice is my main instrument, and I do write music. So I play the piano and I play the flute as well.
So now, when you say that you write music, you actually write the lyrics as well as the tune?
Yes, I do. I write the music and I write the lyrics, and it all kind of come together. I'm a visionary, April, and I want the brains to know that when I write, I see scenes, just like in the movies. I see it, it just come to me. So when you listen to my original compositions, close your eyes, and I guarantee you, you'll see the story, you'll feel the story that I'm telling. And so you can just say I'm a storyteller, and I love to put it to music. And that is one of my main goals with this project that I'm working on now, is Songs in the Key of Love. And I know you're familiar with the Stevie Wonder Songs in the Key of Life, but Songs in the Key of Love came to me, I say, over 10 years ago, and I kept it. I even though I hadn't finished the album yet, I owned that title.
That's right.
Put it on the social media, even though I hadn't finished my production. I still say Songs in a Key of Love is on the way, you know? So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And now
it is
finally
so powerful.
Done.
It's beautiful, too. It's beautiful. I listened to all of the tracks. I couldn't pick which one I liked the best. So when you say that you're a visionary, where do you gain your inspiration from?
It's something that has been like an innate quality in me. It's like I was born with an intuitive spirit, visionary spirit, and I was always called the odd child in the family. That's okay. I own that too.
That's right.
and I just, you know, was kind of had this romantic side of me. Even when I was just a little girl, I was with everyone is asleep in the house, I would go into the dining room on my piano and just write love songs. When I, you know, got married, had my children, they all are grown now, and they would listen to my early tape, you know, the tape cassettes, which you don't see anymore. But they go, Mom, you were writing like that when you were just a little girl? I say, yes, I just had this sort of love and romantic spirit, and I would write love songs. And some of those songs are, you know, actually on this album, because I have over 50 songs in my repertoire over the years.
Oh,
and I can't wait to just...
Are your children musically inclined as well?
Are, but not. They didn't go to in that area. My oldest daughter is in film production, directing. My youngest daughter is more of an accountant, you know, brain side, and she's also creative as well. And my son, he's the football and athletic person, but I think they all tell me, Mom, you had us. Like, my son is so big at football. He said, I'm your security. My daughter says, I'm your accountant. And my other daughter says, I'm your videographer. I will do your video. So they all tell me, so you just had us. You knew what you were going to do with your music because you got your staff already.
Exactly. And you're winning. You're at the top of your game. Tell me, who are some of your musical influences? You know, you mentioned, you know, the mimicking sort of the Stevie Wonder album, Songs in the Key of Life, with your song, Songs in the Key of Love. But who are some of your vocal inspirations? When I hear you, I really get a connection with like a Minnie Riperton, you know, Mariah Carey, because of the octave change and the variation.
Right.
But who really helps you out when you're thinking about your vocal?
You said it, actually. All of my life, since I was, you know, little girl, I was always said, you know, people say, you sound like Minnie Riperton. I met people in Chicago when I was only 19 there, and I met people who knew her personally, and they said, we laughed just alike. We had our personalities, and they just went to tears because they said, I reminiscent, you know, of her. And a write-up on Black Radio Exclusive, and I think New York did a write-up on me. years back in 1989, and they said the same thing. She's reminiscent of Minnie Riperton. And I just, you know, it's beautiful. So it's a very, it's an honor for people to say that. I really appreciate it. But I grew up Stevie Wonder, you know, musically. Of course, just Quincy Jones, but I think Minnie Riperton, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, all of those artists.
My parents
had so much music, and we just had a variety of Miles Davis, just also, I mean, just a combination of all of those artists and more just influenced me. Even Patrice Rushen, I would love to collaborate one day with Patrice Rushen, because as a teenager in the 70s, I grew up listening to her, and I was like, oh, I could do this.
That's right. All things are possible
influence.
If you dream.
It's
really fascinating that, you know, that you're able to play. I am studying guitar right now, and let me tell you, to remember the chords, the strumming pattern, and to sing, and it is a piece of work, but it just flows from you. And what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to let it flow into my brain's head. Would it be okay if I played a track from your current CD, Songs in the Key of Love?
Absolutely. Be my pleasure.
Okay, well, great. Brains, I want you to get ready for this, because Anita has graciously allowed us to play one of her tunes. I want you to do like she said. I want you to close your eyes, immerse yourself in the moment, take a deep breath, and listen to Anita's Beat Songs song, Always. that, you missed a treat. Let me tell you, Anita B. Song is off the chain. She just shared with us one of her great songs, Always, from her album, Songs in the Key of Life. She is off the chart. You know, Anita, what I really love about you is the fact is that you have original lyrical content and you play an instrument. I know if I'm going out to spend $75, $80 on the night of entertainment, I don't want to be singing the song. I want you to sing the song, and I want
That's
to see you
right.
play an instrument. I don't want to see the DJ with the track. You know how they doing these days, right?
That's right. That's right.
And there's no hate and discontent on that, but I really want to see you get involved. I want to get immersed in what you're doing. And I did. I heard the influences of Minnie Riperton and other great lyricists and vocalists that have an octave range. Tell us a little bit about your journey, because you were telling me that it took you almost 20 years to bring this full circle. What was up with that?
Yes, it shouldn't have taken that long, but it's taken well over 20 years. Let's say I'm from a homemaker to a hit maker.
That's right.
The beginning of my journey. A lot of things happen. I know we don't have a lot of time, but it took that long because I was a wife and a mother and wanted to just raise my children. And it just stopping and starting, having to go through several producers because it had to be right. This production
right.
is my baby, so I had to nurture it. So I went through, unfortunately, having to hire and fire certain producers and just endure sabotages, had to, you know, even endure self-sabotaging. Because
right.
sometimes you know success, sometimes you fear it a little bit. And
oh, a lot.
Yes, and you go, well, I know what I can do, so why can't I just go out there and do it? But through the years, I performed with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis on Flight Time. When I was 19, I auditioned for them in Minnesota. I got
wow.
to hang around Prince, and, you know, I was around the whole gamut here, but I came back to Birmingham to, you know, receive a scholarship to continue my education. And it just rolled from there to just becoming a mother and wife and just doing that homemaker thing. And I loved it at the same time.
That's right.
I put
and
my
that's
career
important.
On
you got to put your priorities. You got to put your priorities mm-hmm. there and your passion. And so you have been with some of, you know, music's greats. And the industry is rough now. You know, my brother was in the music
mm-hmm.
industry for over 50 years, and he traveled with the Beatles and Michael Jackson and
oh.
the whole gamut. And, you know, he's getting royalty checks now, but it's a struggle to get the royalty checks. So it's different.
Yes.
And being an independent artist, you know, you have to know the business because it is the music business. And like you said, the sabotage, the self-sabotage, people stealing your lyrical content or stealing your, you know, your musical content. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
They can never steal, Anita. They can never steal your creative genius.
No. That you're
that
correct.
I know for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
So tell
you
us
know, some
now.
Some things just don't worry. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Where do you aspire to be? What are you looking to do? Tell us, put it on your wish list. Put it out in the blasphere
yes.
and see if we can get a brain to respond.
I am putting it out to the universe. My goal, and I put it like, my lifelong goal has been to be to write for film, television, and other artists as well as myself, but more so for film and television because I just visualize the scenes and movies and TV shows. And I know that a lot of the music that I even have in my repertoire can fit beautifully with a lot of shows that are even going on now.
Mm.
And instead those, so anyone having projects going on out there and you want an original writer, I'm the one, you know.
Well,
hard.
Yeah, and there's a lot of opportunities. I mean, you know, you look at Netflix
yeah.
is branching off, and they have all
That's
of these
right.
different television series, and I could just see you, you know, having the introduction to a movie or a soundtrack. So, again,
mm-hmm.
we're going to just put it out there and lay hands on it that this comes full circle and that it is blessed in abundance
mm-hmm.
for you. Tell my brains how to
That's
get
right.
in contact with you and how to get a copy of In the Key of Love.
Right. Well, thank you. I'll be glad to do that. I can be reached. My website is www.bsongmusic.com. Please log in and join my mailing list to keep up with my release dates, my official release dates, and concerts and everything else that may be happening on my end here. Also,
are you looking to do any gigs there that you move back to Georgia?
Well, yes, of course. I am. I'm building. I'm actually meeting with musicians to build my band because I'm not only just. I'm building a sound, and
right.
What you heard is just part of what my sound is. It's just amazing, the concept and creativity that I. So original that I want to present to the world. I am Besong is on Twitter, Instagram. Just follow me on Facebook, besongmusic.com. Like and follow me. I'm an independent artist, as April shared with you. So that means that I am not signed with a major label or any label that's funding me. So everything I've put into this has come out of pocket. And by music lovers who believe in what I'm doing and would contribute, and that's why I do have a GoFundMe set up a campaign, a crowdfunding, so I can market this Songs in the Key of Love album. It
right.
means that much to me. It has to be global,
right?
Local
right.
and global, all of it. And in order to do that, everyone knows that it is a business. It's not a hobby. So
that's
you
right.
have to have the funds. I mean, it's beautiful that social media is there, so it's not as costly as it used to be. But in order to get it out there to everyone, it's marketing and promotions, distribution, and it's just what it is. And I appreciate everyone who love original music. And, all of instruments are being played. My producer is a Grammy Award-winning producer, Bill Davis. He's one of my producers. And another producer is Byron Thomas. He's upcoming, a brilliant musician and arranger. And, of course, I co-produced my album as well. So I feel good about that because I got to produce my album as well.
That's right.
And
again, you got your hands all over it, and that is so important.
Yes.
So important. Well, Anita, I want to thank
indeed.
You again from the tips of my fingers that I strum
yes.
on my guitar. And I'm thanking
wait to
you
hear
so much
you.
For coming. For coming to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Again, Brains, go out and support a sister. You listen to her music. You listen to her sound. Share in her growth, because I want you to come back and say one day, I heard her on the Edge for the first time. And look at her up there getting that Grammy. I see you, my sister.
That's right.
So, again, thank you so much for coming to the Edge. And my Brains love you, okay? Come back.
And thank you for having me. And I love you all, too.
All right, Brains, be sure to check her out. She's on Facebook. Until we talk again, don't forget, go back and listen to other Edgy Conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. I got it for you. We got some more music coming up, so stay tuned. Love you. Bye.
The best deals of the summer are happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The summer sales event features great financing deals, plus cash back for buyers who qualify through Ford Credit on several of the most popular Ford vehicles. Stop in to check out the all-new EcoSport, find great deals on the perfect SUV, or save big on F-150. Click or tap our ad to learn more. But don't wait. You don't want to let the best deals of the summer slip away. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today.